The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
And also with you.
Let us pray. Holy God, you confound the world's wisdom in giving your kingdom to the lowly and the pure in heart. Give us such a hunger and thirst for justice and perseverance in striving for peace, that in our words and deeds the world may see the life of your Son, Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. You may be seated. I'm going to ask the front row children to turn around, because I'm going to sit right here between Cameron and Nolan. Turn around. So if I was going to make something, cook something, there's one thing I need before I even start.
Flour?
No.
Oh.
Instructions. What do you call instructions when you're cooking?
Recipe.
A recipe. Okay, so I'm going to make, with your help and imagination, I'm going to make trail mix. I'm going to make trail mix. Okay, so what do I need to put? What am I? Wait. I'm going to start here. Everybody gets to say what they want to add. Peanuts.
M&M's.
Can you come back, please?
Okay.
More M&M's.
So far we only have Oreos. Okay, crunched up Oreos. Okay. And raisins.
Maybe we could do like little chocolate chips.
Little chocolate chips. This is good trail mix so far. We need something else. We need peanuts. Okay. What are we going to put in there? What else are we going to put in? Any ideas? We're making trail mix.
More
M&Ms. More M&Ms.
Yogi chips.
Chips, raisins, peanuts. How about some oatmeal?
No.
No oatmeal. Oatmeal, pretzels. Pretzels, that'd be good. Okay, so, you know, this would make a really good batch of trail mix, but, you know, it needs to stick together, so we need to make some, maybe some water mixed with some honey, and maybe some, or something to make it. What?
Vanilla frosting.
Vanilla frosting, that would stick it together. So we need a recipe that would tell us how to make it so that we would make it correctly. So we wouldn't have too much of one thing and not something. Oh, we'd go, oh, wait, we forgot the pretzels. So a recipe really helps us to make things very good. And the recipes are usually tried and people change them a little bit and then they make it again and they say, oh, I need to add more sugar, I need to add some more honey, I need to add more M&Ms. So when you make something, if you follow the recipe, you're pretty sure that it's going to come out really, really good.
You could put Skittles
in it, yeah. So no Sunday school today, so you're going to stay in the sanctuary, and you'll hear some readings, and in the readings you'll hear a recipe. It's not for trail mix, though.
Cookies.
The recipe is for how to have a good life, how to have a happy life.
So dance, smile, and something.
Yeah, those are good things that we do. I like that recipe.
Share,
that would be a good thing. So I want you to listen carefully to the reading that when, I don't know who our reader is today, Charles, and so the readings, I want you to listen carefully for the recipe that Jesus gives us for a happy life. Because I'm going to ask you during fellowship time, what's the good recipe for a happy life? How can you have a happy life? So off you go back to your places. No Sunday school today.
A reading from Micah. Hear what the Lord says. Rise, plead your case before the mountains, and let the hills hear your voice. Hear, you mountains, the controversy of the Lord, and you enduring foundations of the earth. For the Lord has a controversy with his people, and he will contend with Israel. O my people, what have I done to you? And what have I worried you? Answer me. For I brought you up from the land of Egypt, and redeemed you from the house of slavery. And I sent before you Moses, Aaron, and Miriam. O my people, remember now what King Balak of Moab devised, and what Balaam, son of Beor, answered him, and what happened from Shittim to Gilgal, that you may know the saving acts of the Lord. With what shall I come before the Lord, and bow myself before God on high? Shall I come before him with burnt offerings, with calves a year old? Will the Lord be pleased with thousands of rams, with 10,000s of rivers of oil? Shall I give my firstborn for my transgression, the fruit of my body for the sin of my soul? He has told you, O mortal, what is good, and what does the Lord require of you, but to do justice, and to love kindness, and to walk humbly with your God. Word of God, word of life.
Thanks be to God.
Let us pray Psalm 15 responsively. Lord, who may dwell in your tabernacle? Who may abide upon your holy hill?
Those who lead a blameless life and do what is right, who speak the truth from their heart.
They do not slander with the tongue. They do no evil to their friends. They do not cast discredit upon a neighbor.
Do
not give their money in hope of gain, nor do they take bribes against the innocent. Those who do these things shall never be overthrown. From 1 Corinthians. The message about the cross is foolishness to those who are perishing, but to us who are being saved, it is the power of God. For it is written, I will destroy the wisdom of the wise, and the discernment of the discerning I will thwart. Where is the one who is wise? Where is the scribe? Where is the debater of this age? Has not God made foolish the wisdom of the world? For since in the wisdom of God, the world did not know God through wisdom, God decided, through the foolishness of our proclamation, to save those who believe. For Jews demand signs and Greeks desire wisdom, but we proclaim Christ crucified, a stumbling block to Jews and foolishness to Gentiles. But to those who are the called, both Jews and Greeks, Christ, the power of God and the wisdom of God. For God's foolishness is wiser than human wisdom, and God's weakness is stronger than human strength. Consider your own call, brothers and sisters. Not many of you were wise by human standards. Not many were powerful. Not many were of noble birth. But God chose what is foolish in the world to shame the wise. God chose what is weak in the world to shame the strong. God chose what is low and despised in the world, things that are not, to reduce to nothing things that are, so that no one might boast in the presence of God. He is the source of your life in Christ Jesus, who became for us wisdom from God, and righteousness, and sanctification, and redemption, in order that, as it is written, let the one who boasts boast in the Lord. Word of God, word of life.
Thanks be to God.
Holy Gospel according to Matthew. When Jesus saw the crowds, he went up the mountain, and after he sat down, his disciples came to him. Then he began to speak and taught them, saying, blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are those who mourn, for they will be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they will inherit the earth. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they will be filled. Blessed are the merciful, for they will receive mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they will see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they will be called children of God. Blessed are those who are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are you when people revile you and persecute you and utter all kinds of evil against you falsely on my account. Rejoice and be glad,
for your reward is great in heaven. For in the same way they persecuted the prophets who were before you. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Christ.
Last week, on two different occasions, I had people ask to be baptized. The first, an adult, has been praying and seeking God's call in her life. And she told me last week that she was ready to be baptized. So we'll have an Easter baptism, and after some time for more study and discernment. The second was a phone call last Thursday afternoon from someone I'd never met before, but she told me that she'd been past the church. No, our location really is a blessing. And our inviting entryway, our welcome entryway, is also a blessing. And this woman told me that she had heard from others that she might find this to be a welcoming church, and that she might find acceptance and a caring community here. Well, that family will be coming to visit us next Sunday and worship and talk about baptism for their baby and Sunday school for their older children and a faith community that they might find a place to belong. Celebrating baptism gives us an opportunity to remember the promises that were made when we were baptized. And we need to be reminded of those gifts and responsibilities as we live our daily lives in this community of God's faithful people, where we are nourished and nurtured by word and sacrament. But the remembering isn't only about the gifts that we receive at baptism, claiming our status as God's precious and beloved children. This baptismal life also has responsibilities. At every baptism, we pray that the baptized will learn to trust God, will proclaim Christ in word and in deed, will care for others and for the world that God has made, and finally will work for peace and justice in all the earth. Now that's quite a job description. It's quite a promise. And that's why we live our Christian lives together. We need one another. No matter if we're a few months old or if we are many years old, baptism can't be just a one-time experience at the font. It's not something that happened to you. Baptism is how you live. Christians live out their baptism in their daily walk. And we need all the help we can get in that daily walk. Those baptismal promises echo in that passage from Micah that we just heard. He has told you, O mortal, what is good and what the Lord requires of you. Do justice. What the Lord requires of you, do justice. Love kindness. Walk humbly with our God. Now, think the Hebrew word for humble doesn't mean the word that we usually think of with humility, so much as it means determination. So this should probably say walk with determination, with a place in view, with a goal. Humility, not thinking you know everything yourself, but with determination and humility. Those three things are the path to peace, a path to life lived well, a path to that a Christian walks. Walk wet, which means remember your baptism. remember those promises that you make and are made to you in baptism. And beyond quoting that passage, I heard one commentator say that if anyone is going to have a tattoo of scripture, it's probably Micah 6:8. That'll probably be the tattoo that somebody has. Love justice, or do justice, love kindness, walk humbly with our God. That's an easy scripture to remember and to quote, but it's not very easy to live. But as we walk, you know, if we boil it down to these three principles, and then if we actually practiced those three principles, wouldn't our world be a different place? A place of hope and promise rather than fear and threats. Wouldn't this indeed be a kingdom of heaven that Jesus talked about in the Beatitudes if we actually lived Micah 6:8? What would it look like if we lived this out in fullness in our families, in our neighborhood, in our church, in our nation, and indeed in the whole world? What if our world leaders would enact policies and laws that were based on justice, kindness, and humility? What if our new president and the national government officials put justice, kindness, and humility in the first place in their decision-making and deliberations? What if you and I made justice and peace among all people our aim, our goal, our first thought? Justice and kindness, humility, our very nature. I know that's a lot of what ifs. And that's why we need to take every opportunity to turn our heads to the font and to remember our baptism and our life as baptized children of God. We are washed in the water of baptism. We are nourished by the bread, by the word, and fed by the bread and wine of Holy Communion. We are formed and shaped into God's chosen people in this community. We are able to make all of those what ifs come true because we share the power of Jesus Christ. We can't do that on our own. We do it together in the power of Jesus Christ, the power of those who are baptized and who live every day in the grace and in the strength of that baptism. That's our mission. That's our goal in the world. And this is all that God really wants of us. Three simple things: justice, kindness, and humility. Remember your baptism and claim the strength of Jesus Christ to live in response to that simple request. He has told you, O mortal, what is good and what the Lord requires of you. Do justice, love kindness, and walk humbly with your God. Remember your baptism and the blessings that are promised. It's interesting to me that the framers of our liturgy would put this reading from Micah right next to the Beatitudes. Here Jesus is teaching not how to get blessed, not even how to bless others, but Jesus is teaching how to recognize who has been blessed, who is already blessed. And it's not who you think. In the world, when we think of someone who is blessed, we often think about someone who is wealthy or powerful, someone who's famous or successful in world standards. Blessing, according to our contemporary culture, is most often the material kind, of blessing. Jesus teaches something different. Jesus teaches us to see that God calls blessed those who are down and out, those who are distressed by their circumstances. God calls those blessed who are passionate about promoting righteousness and working for peace. God calls blessed those who are persecuted for doing the right thing. Jesus urges his disciples when he first spoke those Beatitudes, and still today urges his disciples, that's us, to look at those around us differently than the culture does. Rather than measure a person by their possessions, we're invited to look at their heart, at their soul. Rather than merely take pity on their loss, we are invited, commanded, we are invited to connect with them. Rather than judge on their failings, we are invited to forgive and to remind them that they are blessed by God. Rather than to despise weakness, we are invited to see that it is that from that point that we can see our connection as God's children. It's at that point of weakness that God is revealed for us. In our places of deepest need, we often find God more clearly. And here's the good news. God always comes where we least expect God to be, right in the middle of our brokenness. God is here, and is here in us so that we can bless that which the world refuses to bless, that we can love what the world calls unlovable. Who's that? That's God calling. Reach out and save that which the world believes does not deserve to be blessed. That we can save those that the world tells us should not be rescued. God always comes where we least expect God to be. Right in the middle of our brokenness, our broken world. I'm sure you've all seen that either on a poster or on a card or something, that footsteps in the sand, that little poem that says, you know, where were you, God? I was walking, you were walking with me, and I look at this, and then I see that there's only one set of footprints. And God says, yes, I am walking with you, but when you only see one set of footprints in your hardest time, it's not you alone, it's me carrying you. I think that is what I'm trying to get my point today, that God is with us when we are at our down and out, and that God gives us the strength to be that carrier for people who are in their most down and out spot. That is our mission as a community. Blessed are the poor in spirit. Blessed are those who mourn. Blessed are the meek. Blessed are the pure in heart. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness. Blessed are those who are persecuted on God's behalf. It's quite a list of blessed ones. I want to add one more. Blessed are those who see the blessings of God in their neighbor's needs and give thanks that we are privileged to meet those needs. Blessed are we when we are able to meet the needs of others. We are indeed blessed. Blessed to be the precious children of God through baptism. Blessed to be able to see God's kingdom come near in the needs and the concerns of others. blessed to be able to do justice, to be kind, to be humble. This is all that is required of you, to love justice, to do justice, to love kindness, and to walk humbly with your God. Amen.